be done.
If it is any cash,
is anybody like that here?
You are any penny.
Let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Good night.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
You're watching Redemption Way.
Jeremiah 32.
Where Jeremiah, origin,
verse 27.
Ese, keta, dinyogon.
Jeremiah 32, verse 27.
Where Jeremiah, origin, dinyogon. Ese, keta, dinyogon.
Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?
Woo, emi ni oluwa, Olorun gbogbo erara, ohun kan asoro fun mi bi.
The word omnipotent is a combination of two words.
Oro ta pe ni Olorun alagbara yi, o je atopo oro meji.
Omni and potent.
Eyi ti awon elede gesi pe ni omni ati potenti.
Omni means all.
Omni, o tumo si gbogbo.
Potent means power.
Potenti, o tumo si agbara.
So omnipotent means the one who has all powers.
Taba so ni ti omnipotenti, a so ni ti eni na to ni gbogbo agbara.
One of the basic differences between God and man.
Ikan lara won iyato.
Is limitation.
Oni aleta pa fun eniyan tabi ala.
Idunwo.
To be laarin eniyan si Olorun.
Man is limited.
Olorun je eni ti o ni idiwon.
Man.
Eniyan je eni to ni idiwon.
And God is not limited.
Olorun ko ni idiwon, ko laala.
Man is limited by strength. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30. The Bible says, even the young men shall fall. Strong as they are, they can faint, they can fall.
Bi won ti lagbara to tagun toni, won le subu be na le ka re.
Man is limited by death. James chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. James 4, 13 to 14 says, the life of a man is like a vapor. Said, when you wake up and say, hey, tomorrow I will do this, tomorrow I will do that. Who are you talking? Your life is like a vapor. You are here today, you are gone tomorrow. But God is not limited. It's not limited in strength. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Isaiah 40, 28. It says it's never tired. It's never weary. Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4. Psalm 121, verses 3 and 4. Says he does not even need to sleep. He doesn't need to slumber. Because he is never tired. And it's not limited by death. Revelation chapter 4, verse 9. Revelation 4, verse 9. He says he lives forever and ever. Many a times people will promise you something and they want to fulfill the promise.
And
then they die before they could fulfill the promise. But God is alive forevermore. He never dies. As a matter of fact, he never grows old. Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2. Psalm 90 verses 1 and 2 tells us that he has been before the mountains. He said, from everlasting to everlasting is God. You see, one of the beautiful things about God is that he has no beginning. Because everything that has a beginning must have an end. That is why whatever problems you are having now, because it has a beginning, it must have an end. Because it has a beginning. But God has no beginning. That is why he has no ending. Our God is unlimited. He's unlimited by resources. Many a times you want to do things, your heart desires to do things. But you don't have the resources, you don't have the means to do them. Several years ago, my youngest son came to me. Daddy, what do you want for Christmas? I said, you better don't ask. What do you want for Christmas? I said, what can you afford? He said, anything. I said, good, go and buy me a plane. Ah, that's not what we are talking about. He's limited by what he had. There are people here who would love to buy buses that will be bringing people to the Holy Ghost service. There are people here who would love to build a church every month for God. Is anybody like that here at all? Now, the one who is unlimited by resources. He will meet all your needs tonight in Jesus' name. He's not limited by resources. Because according to Genesis 17 verse 1, he is the all-sufficient God. In Psalm 24 verse 1, the Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. In Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. The Bible says silver and gold belongs to him. In 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 2 to 6. 1 Kings 17 verse 2 to 6. The Almighty God sent birds to bring bread and meat to his prophet twice a day.
Somebody asked, where were they getting the bread from? Where were they getting the meat from? We are talking about the all-sufficient God who have been baking bread before bread was baked. Who have been providing meat before meat was born. We are talking about a God who can rain food from heaven. We are talking about a God who can bring water out of the rock. We are talking about a God who can say be and it will be. That God is here tonight. And he's going to put an end to the poverty in the life of one particular person. In Matthew 17, verse 24 to 27, the Bible talks about a fish with money in his mouth. Somebody said, where did the fish get the money from? That's none of my business. The Almighty God knows all the printing presses of the whole world. And he knows how to get whatever he wanted. And as far as I'm concerned, how he does it is none of my business. How he got bread for Elijah. How he got meat for Elijah. How he got fish for Peter. How he got money in the mouth of the fish. It's none of my business. All that is important to me is that my miracle comes to me when I need it. And I'm decreeing to someone here today, in this new year, as soon as you need a miracle, it will arrive in Jesus' name. Our God is unlimited by love. His love is unlimited. Human beings have limited love. They love you if you love them in return. Occasionally they love somebody because it's their child. But the elders have a saying, if the fire burns you and burns your child, you remove your own first. Even as much as you say you love your child, there is a limit to that love. The word of God says, can a woman forget the child of her womb? And he answered the question for us. He said, yes, she may. But me, I will never forget you. Our God has unlimited love. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, 1 John chapter 4, verse 8, the Bible says, he himself is love. John chapter 3, verse 16, John 3, verse 16, tells us that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Romans 5 verse 8. Oh, thank you, Father.
The Lord said, there's someone here tonight. He said, all your headaches, physical, financial, marital, spiritual, will end tonight. For those of you who don't know what happened in Genesis 26, there was famine in the land. Things were hard. Isaac wanted to run away from the land. God told him not to. He said instead he should sow. And he sowed. And the Lord said, in that same year, when things were hard, Isaac reaped in the land a hundredfold and became the envy of the nation. Now, Daddy asked me to tell somebody here tonight what happened to Isaac in Genesis 26. It's going to happen to somebody here tonight. Romans 5 verse 8. The Bible says, why we were yet sinners, why we were still hating God, God died for us. That's how much love he has. In John 15, verse 13, Jesus Christ said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Our God has unlimited love. Unlimited resources. Unlimited love. Combines to give him unlimited generosity. Hallelujah. The Lord said there's someone here tonight. In your dream, you dreamt that your car was stolen. Daddy asked me to tell you, the plan to slow down your progress has been aborted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said there's someone here tonight. A close friend stabbed you in the back in the last year. Lord asked me to tell you, in order to let the friend know that I am your friend, everything you have suffered shall be changed to a testimony. Because he has unlimited resources, and he has unlimited love, that makes him unlimitedly generous. Romans 8 verse 32. Romans 8 32. The Bible said the one who has given you his only begotten son, what else can he not give? In 2 Chronicles chapter 1. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. Second Chronicles chapter 1, verse 6 to 12. All that Solomon asked for is wisdom. Okay, Solomon has been generous. He has given 1,000 burnt offerings. After 1,000 burnt offerings, he got tired. God said, now I will show you in my own case, I don't get tired of giving. I will give you what you ask for. Those things you didn't ask for, I will dash you also. I'm praying for somebody here today, that kind of blessing that you will say to God, God, this is too much. We come your way before the end of this month. In John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11, John 2, verse 1 to 11, they told Jesus Christ, we need some wine. And what did he do? He didn't give them some few bottles. He gave them 120 gallons. And he gave them, in modern language, more than 1,000 liters.
1,000 liters
of the purest wine possible. Because he could afford to be generous. He didn't have to buy the wine. He simply spoke to the water and the water became wine. In Psalm 23 verse 5. Psalm 23 verse 5. Which I have shared with you before. David said, thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And I said to Daddy, why the wastage? When the cup was full, why did it stop? He says, because I want this boy to know that there is plenty where this is coming from. I'm talking to the Almighty God on behalf of someone tonight. The kind of blessing that there be no room to contain will come your way today. I have spoken about Genesis 26. And I thank God that God had already prophesied concerning that. Because if you read verses 12 and 14 to 14, Genesis 26, 12 to 14, by the time Isaac sowed in the land, and the harvest began to come, the Bible said he had a great store of servants. Servants were so many, he was storing them like people who store food. When you read Genesis 32, verse 6, Genesis 32, verse 6, it talks about Esau, who got just one little blessing. And yet he had 400 bodyguards. One little blessing. And God prospered him so much. Everywhere he went, 400 bodyguards went with him. You can then imagine the one who got the real blessing. At the beginning of this year, the blessing that we are going to get from God will be the original one.
Amen.
That is why those who are wise, they don't joke with their tithes. Because God said in Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. He said, when you pay your tithe, you are trying me to see what I can do. You are trying me to see if I cannot open the windows of heaven. And Paul, you just want blessing, that there be no room to receive. That's why those who are wise, they don't joke with their first fruit. Because he said in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 to 10, Proverbs 3, 9 to 10, that if we honor him with our first fruit, he said our barn will burst forth. There's a kind of blessing that you have no room to contain. Before the end of this year, somebody's going to stand on this altar and say, brethren, help me appeal to God to slow down the blessing a little. Do I hear somebody say amen loud and clear? It is more than enough. It's unlimited in resources. Unlimited in love. Unlimited in generosity. Unlimited in mercy. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5. The Lord said there is a child here. I was born with a hole in the heart. The Lord asked me to tell the parents, I've given the child a new heart. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Lord said there's someone here tonight. So throughout this year, you will have no cause to complain.
Amen.
Oh my. The Lord asked me to tell you to lift your hands over your head. Just lift your two hands over your head. I'm waiting for someone. I can see a woman. Maybe she didn't hear what I'm saying. Could you tell her?
Lift your hand.
Lord asked me to tell you, so high will I lift you above your enemies. Now put those two hands together for the Almighty God. Put those Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 5 says, God is rich in mercy. Part of his wealth is mercy. Psalm 103, verse 11. Psalm 103, verse 11.
He said, as heaven is high above the earth, so is his mercy above. And so is his mercy to those who fear him. In Mark chapter 1, verse 40 to 45. Mark 1, 40 to 45. A leper came unto him and said, I know you can make me clean if you want to. The Bible says he was moved by compassion. Whenever his mercy takes him over, he does things he would never have done normally. He's the one who said, you must not touch a leper. That if you touch a leper, you will become unclean. But when his mercy gripped him, he touched the leper. The mercy of the Most High God will move him tonight. And he will touch somebody here right now. In Romans 9 verse 15. Romans 9 verse 15. He said, I will be merciful unto whom I will be merciful. In Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. The cry of Bartimaeus is God, Jesus, thou son of David. Have mercy on me. Now, mercy means you get what you don't deserve. It's a beggar by the roadside. A beggar by the roadside. Begging you for money. It didn't work for you. The money in your pocket is not his own. You have something else you could do with the money. But mercy compels you to give to the beggar something he does not deserve. I remember telling you a story years ago. And I remember God backed it up with a prophecy. And I'm going to tell you the story again. And I will decree something. Years ago. I think it was 1956.
Yeah, 1956.
I was living with my uncle.
Baba nbe pelu ibatan won egbon ya won kan.
He was poor and I was poorer.
Egbon won ton gbe lodo re yi o je talaka. Baba won so ni ti kuse, baba tun wa ni high level kuse.
If he had anything, we share.
Baba ri ogbo won apin.
When there's nothing, there's nothing.
There
was this day. We were very hungry. And there was no way food could come at all. Suddenly, a young girl came and said,
oh,
my sister said I should give you this food. And the yam, good vegetable soup and chicken. My uncle said, I don't know your sister. Are you sure the girl said But sister, she has to go and give you. So we took the food. And my uncle said, I've been looking for your gift some other time. So the girl left. As soon as she left, we descended on the pandedia. As soon as he finished eating, the girl came back. I said, the food is not for you. Let somebody shout hallelujah. I decree to you today that the miracle you don't deserve, the Lord will send to you this year. The miracle that is not even your own, the Lord will divert it to your house this year. Whenever he's moved by mercy, he will do what he didn't plan to do.
He's
unlimited in resources, unlimited in love, unlimited in generosity, unlimited in mercy, which allows you to get those things you don't even
desire.
And it's unlimited in grace. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 9. Ephesians 2, verse 5 to 9. Say, it is only by grace that we are saved. Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Romans 5, verse 17. Cause is grace, abundant grace. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. First Timothy chapter 1 verse 14. Says his grace is exceeding grace. First Peter chapter 4 verse 10. First Peter chapter 4 verse 10. Says his grace is manifold grace. So he says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9. It means, he says, the grace is sufficient for all situations. So many a times you have tried and you have not measured up to standard. You can fall back on his grace. Many a times you have prayed and you have not prayed enough. You can fall back on his grace. Many a times you should have fasted, but something will hinder you from fasting the way you should fast. You can fall back upon his grace. Many a times your faith is not strong enough. You can fall back upon his grace. Because his grace is unlimited grace. And that grace will be sufficient for you today, in Jesus' name. It's unlimited in grace. So that it helps you even when you do not qualify to be helped. It's unlimited in grace. So he will bless you when you don't even qualify to be blessed.
He's
unlimited in grace. So that when you have done little, he will add more to it. When he says, move near to God, and God will move near to you. He's saying that each time you take one little step of a man, he will take a giant step of his own. So when you take a little step, and suddenly you discover you are already close to God, you yourself will know, it is not me doing this, it is the grace of God. I'm praying for someone here today that whatever little efforts you make this year, the grace of God will amplify it in Jesus' name. And is unlimited in faithfulness. Unlimited in mercy. Unlimited in grace. Unlimited in faithfulness. Lamentation chapter 3. Verse 22 to 23. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord said, there is someone here tonight. He said, death has visited your family frequently in the past. Ask me to tell you, it will be a very long time before you bury any other fellow. I'm sorry, I can't continue with the preaching. If anybody is here who wants to give his or her life to Jesus, you better come now. The omnipotent God is not a God you want to resist. It's not somebody that will be begging you before you surrender to him, if you have any sense at all. So if you want to give your life to him, come now. Hurry up quickly. Hurry up now.
He's been knocking very low. He's been knocking for so long. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's at the door. He's at the door. Someone's calling out your name. Calling time and time again. Can you hear him calling? Can you hear him?
Savior, I want to bless your holy name tonight. I thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence here tonight. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. I commit all these people who have come forward into your hands. Save their souls tonight in Jesus' name. Let your blood wash away all their sins tonight in Jesus' name. Write their names in the book of life tonight in Jesus' name. And don't let them ever go back into the world. The grace to serve you to the end is to them in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Amen.
Those of you who are still on the way, keep coming. Keep coming. I want the counselors to please come here. Come and attend to these people here. Now, I want to rejoice with those of you who have come forward tonight. Because from now on, by the grace of God, I'll be praying for you. Very soon. Very, very soon. You will begin to receive miracles that we didn't even ask for. Then you will know there is somebody somewhere praying for you. So I'm going to need your name, your address, and your prayer request. Some pastors are coming now. They will hand over some pieces of paper to you, which I want you to fill very quickly. In the meantime, the rest of us, we want to pray again. I want you to please stand on your feet. Oh, if you know that God is here tonight and is ready to answer your prayers, let me hear you shout one big hallelujah. Lift your voice to him and say, Father, all power belongs to you. Make the impossible possible in my life tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty God. Make the impossible possible in my life tonight. Before the sun rises, I want to have a testimony. Before the sun rises, you can do it.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn. There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. Join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.